I have to tell you, Kerry is the perfect puppet for Barack Obama. And he is a puppet. He's a puppet to his wife, who gives him his $50,000 a month allowance, and he's a puppet for Barry. John Kerry is a puppet. I might have to change what SOP stands for. So, they still can't call the terror attacks in France Islamist, Islamic, Islamic inspired, radical jihad, extremist Muslim radicals. They can't do any of that. The president hasn't even gone over there. The poor French president had to come here. I imagine that was a wonderful discussion. But in the last week, ISIS came out with like their 10th video on this thing on the official site. There's thousands on the satellite ISIS sites, taking full credit for Paris once again and saying, you know why we did it? Because Paris is, quote, the capital of prostitution. And I quote, a country that carries the cross, unquote. In other words, they're Christians. But this has nothing to do with Islam, folks. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, has nothing to do with Islam. Read my lips. And if you so much as mention it has something to do with Islam, all those Muslims who are such great friends of ours throughout the world are going to turn around and they're all going to join ISIS. Just so you know. On Wednesday, Obama gave this address about his national security team that's at Moron Roads and lying Susan Rice. How they're working day and night to keep us safe, and all the federal and the state and the local people are working day and night to keep us safe. And many of them are, but not his national security team. He actually said they are relentless. Those are his words, quote, they are relentless, unquote. Wow. There's only one thing relentless about your White House, Barry, and that is its relentless determination, by any means necessary, economic, military, religious, freedom, undercutting the Constitution, you name it. Doing anything and everything to undermine the United States and the basic values of the United States. And he called the same outfit that a week ago he said was contained, and 10 months ago he called JV, and now blames, this is all about covering his butt, and now blames faulty altered intelligence. His own White House altered the intelligence on his orders. This is all deniable culpability. And he believes the American public will fall for it. And you know what? A lot of them will. You could think about all those conundrums in your head. It gives me a headache. I do want to tell you that in addition to you getting rocked and socked with penalties, 30% plus increases in premiums, many of you having to switch doctors or hospitals. This wedding, if you were, this merger between Pfizer and Allergan, that's a $160 billion transaction, folks. And when they merge, the price of your medications is going up. Count on it. And I would love to see the campaign contributions with the masks off them, because I guarantee you they're finding circuitous routes, that those two companies are pumping into certain senators, certain congressmen, and Mr. Barry himself, not to mention Hillary. Hillary. Because they really don't care that your drug costs are going to go up. That's not what they're in business for. That is not their agenda. Their agenda is to not care about you on any level. People who care about you don't lie to you continuously. I think maybe everybody in life tells some type of lie. A white lie, an unknowing lie. You really thought the sun was red, but it was actually yellow. But when they incessantly and purposely and with premeditation lie to you about matter after matter, fact after fact, day after day, you would think most of the country would wake up. And I think there is some awakening in some quarters that have been asleep, but I'm not sure it's enough. I want to tell you about another little thing that's going on here too. So, you know, using the terror attacks, because you never want to let a crisis go to waste, the government is now coming down even harder. This started a year ago on trying to get Microsoft and Apple to roll back their encryption services. And I will tell you that they've been meeting with the heads of these Silicon Valley giants and trying to apply pressure to either give the federal government a backdoor into the encryption, which means anybody in the world can and will hack it, a la Hillary's server, a la the Chinese getting the name, rank, serial number, you name it, of 20 million federal employees, or 15 million, whatever it was, a huge number. And you're going to trust the government to keep the portal to encryption if you're one of these giant companies safe? Gee, you know, I don't think so. Not to mention the fact that the government can then spy on everybody again, which is really the deal. Because you know what? The Paris guys didn't use encryption, even though that's the reason, that's the guise that's being used to pressure the Silicon Valley giants into getting rid of encryption so that everything's an open book, you know. Or providing the government a special back door into the encryption so they can follow the bad guys and keep us safe. So far, to their credit, Microsoft and Apple has told the government to stick it. But you know, one of the things that's going to happen here, and this is another brilliant move by Barry, given what his goals are, if these companies really dig their heels in and say, hell no, and he pushes some levers and makes it uncomfortable for them, you know what they're going to do? They're going to move. They don't have to be in the country with the highest corporate tax rate in the world. They don't need to. They can go anywhere they want. They can go to Ireland. Ireland would love to have them at 13% tax rate. Britain. You name it. And you see, Barry has won. Barry and the Progressive won either way. They've either lopped off the head of two of America's big giants and exported all that money, kind of a sort of wealth redistribution from America to somewhere else, or the companies go along with it, which gives them much more control and power. They can't lose on this. The only way they can lose is if these companies stay put and continue to tell them to stick it. We'll see. Anyway, there's a lot more on that. I'm going to be watching stories. But before I end the show, because I can't believe it, we're 49 minutes already. Before I end the show, I truly do want to talk about Thanksgiving. Because there is much to be thankful for, folks. Let's say thanks to the founders for having the courage to establish this republic. Their life, their fortunes, their sacred honor. I gave you the story on July 4th, how many of them died. How many of them died broke? At least half. Yet they persevered. And thanks, too, to the founders for a constitution. You know, 5 pages, actually 3 on full scroll, that has governed the greatest country on the face of the planet for 230 years, with virtually no changes. And the Bill of Rights. Thank God. Let's give thanks for the Bill of Rights, particularly the Second Amendment, which protects all the other rights. And let's thanks to our military, beleaguered as they are today, underfunded. And that's not to say there's not a lot of waste. That's not to say we can't do a lot better. That's not to say we have to get rid of the crony capitalism that has now pervaded the military because of the dark, cancerous mess we have at the head of it in the White House. My producer's looking at me. No, I didn't mean dark by skin. I meant dark by energy. You know, Darth Vader dark. Let's thank the Lord for our vets. Those men and women who served, the greatest generation dying off so rapidly now. Thousands a day. Soon they're all going to be gone. Our touchstone to that past will be erased. And the Korean vets, Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, the Civil War, on both sides. The War of 1812, the shores of Tripoli, the Revolution, you name it. Let's give thanks for our vets who have kept us safe for 230 years. And though we have mutated from a republic, nonetheless, the sanctity of the values still remains. Which means I think we ought to give thanks for Americans. And I don't mean the dribbling fools at the universities who want safe places. And I don't mean the extreme left who wants to limit everybody else's rights while they run amok. I'm talking about the huge majority, 90% of this country, whether you are black or white or red or yellow, whether you're Buddhist or Hindu or Muslim or Jew or Christian, you are an American. And that collective might, that collective energy, that can-do attitude that flows up from each individual, which is what the country was founded on, it's still there, diminished, under attack. But it's still there, and we should give thanks for it. And let's give thanks to all the whistleblowers that have the courage to stand up to what Doug Casey calls the deep state, what Dwight Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, what I call just plain, nasty, corrupt. Crony capitalism. Let's give thanks to all those people who have the courage to stand up and tell us what's going on. The 50 analysts who let us know about this intelligence fiasco, this CYA, once again conjured by the White House, that just like the IRS, the IRS and the Lois Lerner and all that stuff, he just didn't know about. The first I heard about was what I read in the papers. Make me puke. And let's give thanks for that portion of the press which is greatly diminished. And I went to school for technical journalism. My heart is heavy when I watch some of these stations, read some of these rags, listen to some of the drivel. And I ain't talking about the conservative stuff. Let's give thanks to that small portion of our media which still is honest, or tries to be. Tries to get over their bias when they report and select their news stories and select their headlines. And let's hope that we thank more and more of a legitimate press into the future, because it is huge in the defense of our liberty. And finally, you know, I thank the founders and I thank the Constitution and the people and all that stuff. I want to thank the Second Amendment. I want to thank all the other thanks that I gave, particularly for that amendment. The basic right of a free man to defend alongside other free men their freedoms, their family, their values, their property. Let's give thanks. I hope you had a great weekend, a great Thanksgiving. You stuffed yourself silly on turkey and whatever goodies you had. And I hope that next Thanksgiving, a year from now, which will be after the 2016 election, how scary is that? I hope we have a whole bunch more things to give thanks for. But I guess that's up to us, isn't it? It always is. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Have a great rest of Turkey Day weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Please remember, if you've missed any shows, just click on Show Archive and you'll find all of his shows. We look forward to seeing you here again next week for another episode of Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side.